Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day and happy Wednesday to you all. It is wonderful to be alive and to talk about health, of course. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. To learn more about me, simply visit my website, and you can find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've learned and I've come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. A quote I love ever so much. All right, today's topic, your guide to 25 freshest foods in July. Indeed, it is July. July is in full swing, loving that everything is oh so colorful, oh so fresh, and in season. That you don't have to wait, like in the wintertime, for weeks before you're able to enjoy the food, fresh food on your table. It's just a matter of getting it and eating it while it's ripe. And so this information comes to you today from Saving Dinner. Love the information shared. I love nutrition and knowledge. Put the two together. You got nutritional knowledge. And so we're just going to be talking about certain foods that I believe are important for us to consume, and for several reasons. And there are foods that are in season, of course. You won't find me eating watermelon in January. It's just not in season where I live. But watermelon is in season now. And so if you don't know what's freshest and in season right now, this guide is going to help you. You'll get all of the details on each food, why it's good for you, how to check it for ripeness, and I'm going to be sharing a tip with you as well. So let's just get it right into it. The first food we're going to talk about is a fruit, and it is an apricot. The health benefits of apricots are vitamins A and C, potassium, copper, fiber, and antioxidants. Here's what you need to look for. Choose apricots with rich orange-colored skin. They should be soft to the touch and smell like not strawberries, not apples, but they should smell like apricots. Okay? So here's a tip. Try drying your own apricots in the oven if you do not have a food dehydrator. If you have a food dehydrator, wonderful. But what you do to dry them in the oven, you turn the oven on the lowest setting and prop the door open. This will dehydrate your halved apricots in about 8 hours. I know it takes a long time, but this is something you can do on your own. My personal opinion, it's wonderful to do this, but if it's really, really hot, you probably don't want to have your oven open, even if it's on the lowest setting. It just makes everything much too hot. So find a nice cool day or an evening and, you know, dry those apricots. All right, arugula. The health benefits are zinc, magnesium, calcium, disease prevention, vitamins A, B, C, and K. So now what do you need to look for? Larger arugula leaves tend to be more peppery than the smaller leaves, so you might want to save the larger ones for cooking and use the milder, smaller leaves for raw salads. I love them in raw salads. You know, it's a little bit too bitter for some people, but I personally like it, especially when I know that it's doing my body a benefit of good. And here's your tip. Your body will make better use of some of arugula's nutrition when eaten raw and others when cooked. So there's a balance there. And it's a good idea to switch things up from time to time. So some of the compounds in arugula are best absorbed when paired with fat. And what's a perfect fat? EVOO, of course. Extra virgin olive oil. So there you have it. avocado. We're moving fast here because we've got a lot to talk about. It's a wonderful fat, and we need fat to fight fat. So the health benefits of avocado are they're anti-inflammatory. They have carotenoids, vitamins B6, C, E, and K. They also have magnesium, potassium, folate, and fiber. What more can you ask for? Wow. And the avocado, yes, indeed, is a fruit. What to look for? Gently squeeze the ends of the avocado. If you have some give, the fruit is ripe. If it's very soft, it's probably overripe. And if it's hard, it's definitely underripe and needs more time on the counter before slicing into it. Also, you can pull off the little stem to check the color. Now, if it's already pulled off in the store, it's probably oxidized and it won't be as accurate. But there's a little stem that's at the tip of the avocado. And if you pull it off, it should not be brown. If it's brown, it's overripe. If it's green, it's underripe. But if it's somewhat brownish to yellowish-brownish, it's just ripe. You can pick it, you can cut it open, and you can enjoy. Here's your tip. To store your avocado once it's been opened, squeeze fresh lemon juice on the exposed flesh and store it in the fridge wrapped in a plastic wrap or in a container. I like to put mine in a container. I don't like to waste, I'm environmental, so I don't like to waste plastic wrap, but put it in a plastic container and cover it. It should be eaten within a day or so. And the reason for the lemon juice on the avocado is so that it doesn't oxidize, become brownish after you cut it, like when you cut a potato or when you cut an apple, you want it to look and stay as fresh as. So you just squeeze a little bit of lemon or lime juice on it, it's fine. Okay, next one we're going to talk about our freshest foods in July that we ever so love so much and can enjoy are beets. Not a favorite in my household, but guess what? We're going to eat it anyway. Health benefits are magnesium, vitamin C, fiber, and folate. Choose beets that are heavy for their size with no surface cuts or nicks. And your tip is enjoy the beets raw in juice or salads, or you can cook them in a variety of ways, steamed, stir-fried, or roasted. So this is it's very versatile. These beets. They're best with a squeeze of lemon juice and some butter if you're going to roast them, which is wonderful. But, they're very versatile in the sense where you can eat them raw or cooked or steamed or stir-fried. So enjoy your beets. And speaking of beets, here are some beet greens that we can enjoy as well. The health benefits of beet greens are vitamins A and K. And select beet greens that are bright, deep green, and fresh-looking. They should not be wilted and limp. If they are, they ain't fresh. Don't eat them. Don't buy them. When you get your beet greens home, give them a good rinse. I like to rinse mine in salt water. Get rid of all the dirty residue and any bugs that have been sitting there. Because, hey, if it's fresh and it's it grows out of the earth that God created, you're going to have some bugs. So I like to kind of swish them in salt water and then rinse them again. If you'd like, you can steam them with a squirt of vinegar. They're delicious with a serving of fresh fish. Wow, greens and fresh fish. What a combination. Moving on, blackberries. They're loaded in antioxidants. By the way, all berries are. But blackberries, they have antioxidants, fiber, folate, anti-inflammatory they are. They have vitamins C, K, and E. And you should choose blackberries that are black in color, basically, or close to black anyway. And this is an indication that they're fully ripe. You can even, sniff the berries. If they're too sweet-smelling, they're overripe. If they don't smell like berries at all, they're underripe. And they should smell slightly sweet. They should have that blackberry aroma. When storing your blackberries now, don't use containers more than 5 inches deep because the berries at the bottom will be bruised. A 9 by 13 inch pan does the trick. Or I like to use a container, a glass container, very flat, and store my berries in there. After I've already washed them, so as I, take it out of the fridge, just pop them in your mouth and enjoy them. Another berry we love to talk about that are loaded in antioxidants are blueberries. They also are loaded in fiber, vitamin C, and manganese. Look for blueberries with a deep blue or purple-black color and a nice silvery sheen. Not waxy, silvery, okay? Meaning, you know, it looks like a little white cloud is on it. That shows that they're good. And by the way, when I'm talking about fruits and vegetables, I recommend organic, and the reason for that is because they have been sprayed with pesticides and herbicides. So you want to get them as close to the way God created them in the first place. Once it's sprayed and altered in any other way, it's adulterated. That's what I call it. It's adulterated, and you don't want that. So here's a tip for your blueberries. Don't wash your blueberries before you store them. For easy freezing, spread blueberries onto a cookie sheet and pop them in the freezer. Store them in containers after they're frozen, and you want to, you know, do them flat, because the reason for that is, once again, the berries at the bottom become bruised. So, you know, store them, you know, freeze them first on a flat surface or a flat sheet or something flat, shallow, and then, you can put them in the bag afterwards. Carrots, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful color. Health benefits of carrots are vitamin A and beta-carotene and fiber. And the beta-carotene converts to vitamin A. You don't necessarily get the A in the carrots directly. They convert to vitamin A. Choose stiff and unbending carrots. If carrots are limp, they're not fresh. If the tops are attached, they should be fresh and bright green. Now, here's a tip. You want to remove the greens when storing carrots. Keep carrots wrapped loosely in plastic in your refrigerator's crisper drawer, which I do. I purchase them like that anyway. New carrots need only be scrubbed and eaten raw or steamed until tender. Don't overcook your carrots. All of the nutrients are depleted. They waste away into the water, and you don't want that. You want them to retain as much of the nutrients as possible. Cherries. Health benefits of cherries are, just like most other berries are, anti-inflammatory. And they have fiber as well, like blueberries. Vitamins A, E, and C also cherries contain. What to look for? Choose a fruit with the stem still attached. The stem should be nice and green and not wilted. A fresh-looking stem is a sign that the fruit was picked recently. Probably not possible in certain areas, depending on where you live. But if you know that you can get them, you know, that they're in season, yeah, look for those freshly green stems. Cherries bruise very easily, and they are very perishable. So cherries will only stay fresh in the fridge for a few days. So eat them shortly after bringing them home. Don't wait too long now. And if in my house, nothing lasts too long. Corn. Health benefits of corn are manganese, B vitamins, fiber, and antioxidants, just like berries. Probably didn't know that corn had antioxidants, huh? What to look for? Choose ears that feel plump. The silk coming from the top of a husk should be pale, golden yellow, and slightly sticky. And here's a tip. Only buy corn if you can find it organic. Why? You'll notice farmers bragging about their organic, pesticide-free grown corn. And what organic means is it's equal to GMO-free. Just an FYI, GMO means genetically modified organism. And there's just too much of it in the United States of America. So you want to get your corn GMO-free, if at all possible. Cucumbers. Health benefits are that they're anti-inflammatory, magnesium, manganese, silica, cancer prevention, vitamin C, K, and B5. You need to choose firm cucumbers with no soft spots. And enjoy sliced into salad or chopped up and served alongside spicy curry dishes. Wow, sounds wonderful. Eggplants, got to move on here. Eggplants are loaded in folate, fiber, potassium, magnesium, phosphorus, calcium, B vitamins, and vitamin A. They're loaded, aren't they? You need to look for in an eggplant. Don't purchase them with bruises or tan patches. A ripe eggplant will be smooth with a shiny skin. It will be heavy for its size, and when you gently press its skin, your fingers should leave an imprint. Here's a tip. Sprinkle your caught eggplant with salt and let it sit for an hour. It's to cut the bitterness. Of course, rinse the salt off before using. The skin of an eggplant is edible. Yes, indeed, you don't have to peel it, but it may also be removed. It's your preference. I don't remove my skin. I eat it with the skin. Garlic. This is like a cancer fighter. It does prevent cancer. It's rich in vitamins, lowest cholesterol, good for your heart health, lowest blood pressure. It's antiviral, antibacterial, and it aids in iron absorption. Chew smooth, blemish-free garlic bulbs with no sprouting or signs of decay. Garlic burns quickly, so when adding minced garlic to your cooking, add it in closer to the end and never toss right into a hot pan or it will turn bitter. Now, me personally, I do put mine in first if I'm cooking fish, if I'm sautéing the fish, but the fire has to be ever so low because what happens is with the extra virgin olive oil and the garlic, it, like the onions, they caramelize. They turn a little bit brown, and then the flavor of the extra virgin olive oil becomes garlicky. Then you want to put your fish in there, and what a wonderful flavor it gives off. You just don't burn them. That's the trick. Don't burn it. Low down that fire. All right, grapefruit. Health benefits are fiber, potassium, B vitamins, vitamin A, and C. When shopping for grapefruit, choose unblemished fruits that feel heavy for their size. And even though you're not eating its peel, you should always rinse grapefruit under clean water before cutting into it, just like an orange. Cutting into fruit that hasn't been washed can transfer dirt, chemicals, and bacteria from the surface of the peel to the part you're about to eat. Like I tell my kids all the time, the microbes! Fruit, wash that orange, even if you don't eat the skin. Kale. The health benefits are fiber, iron, vitamin C and K, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, liver health, calcium, sulfur, digestive aid. Woo, woo. Kale is a mouthful. Leaves should be brightly colored and crisp with no signs of wilting. Toss kale leaves into salads, stir fries, and soups. Juice it, braise it, make it into chips. Wow, kale, so versatile. Here's another K1. Kiwi, vitamin C, fiber, and antioxidants. That's a kiwi. That's all in the kiwi. Ripe kiwi is firm and should give slightly when pressed. If your kiwi is underripe, place it in a paper bag with a banana or an apple, and it will ripen in a day or two. Okay, kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is good for vitamin C, fiber, and cancer prevention. Choose firm kohlrabi with no bruising. You can find purple kohlrabi or light green kohlrabi of the two varieties. The green one is sweeter, while the purple has a bit of a spicy kick to it. The young one is the tastiest, so look for the smaller one at the market. Now, it delivers different health benefits when cooked and raw, so try raw kohlrabi, grated into a salad or served braised or roasted as a side dish. Moving on, got so much to talk about. Lemons, vitamin C, pectin, magnesium, limonene. Lemon peels should be bright yellow and glossy without a hint of green. The fruit should be firm, plump, and heavy for its size. Chew smooth, thin-skinned lemons for juicing and bumpy, thick-skinned lemons for zesting. Lettuce, phosphorus, fiber, folate, vitamins A, C, and K. Avoid heads with wilted leaves. And if you've purchased a head of living lettuce, keep it in its original packaging and wash just before you use it. Enjoy lettuce raw in salads or juices. Limes, flavonoids, anti-carcinogens, citric acid, vitamin C. Limes should be heavy for their size with a deep green glossy skin. Squirt lime juice on your salads into your marinades or squeeze some onto your daily juice or smoothie to obtain its benefits rather than drinking straight lime juice sour, all right? Mulberries. This is like a once-in-a-lifetime pleasure for me. Don't eat them often, but when I do, wow. Health benefits, fiber, iron, vitamin C and K, riboflavin. Select mulberries that are nice and plump. They should not be green or pale yellow. This goes without saying, but don't buy bruised, soft, and bleeding mulberries. Before washing your mulberries, put them in a sealed plastic bag in the fridge and use within a week. Wash before serving. Nectarines, vitamins A and C, antioxidants, fiber. A ripe nectarine will smell good enough to eat. Yes, indeed. Gently press a fruit with your thumb, and if it, there's some give to it, then it's ripe. Enjoy nectarines raw in salads or grilled for a delicious treat when served with Greek yogurt. And this is grilling season, so enjoy. Passion fruit, fiber, iron, copper, phytonutrients, and vitamin A. In the case of passion fruit, you want to look for fruits with wrinkled skin, as that's an indication of ripeness. Passion fruit that is hard should be avoided. To enjoy passion fruit, cut it in half and scoop out the yummy pulp. The seeds are edible, but if you prefer, you can strain the flesh of the passion fruit through cheesecloth to avoid them. Peaches. Love peaches. August is the month for peaches coming up. Fiber, vitamin C, and A. In other words, they're in their abundance. they're out there now, but in their abundance in the month of August. Use your whole hand to gently check if the flesh of the peach has some give to it. The pressure of your fingertips might leave bruises. The skin of a ripe peach will look creamy, yellow, or golden in color. Peaches are good for sweet or savory dishes. They could be eaten out of your hand or chopped into salads or served atop if you eat pork chops. Peas. Oh, peas. Those little things that just have so much. Listen up. Here it comes. Anti-inflammatory. Antioxidant. Manganese, protein, fiber, folate, phosphorus, magnesium, copper, iron, potassium, zinc, omega-3, blood sugar regulator, vitamins A, B1, B2, B3, B6, C, and K. Wow, it packs a punch for a pea. Choose peas with velvety pods that are smooth and firm. Avoid peas with pods that are yellowish or light green in color. And you can tell how full the pods are by shaking them. Enjoy peas raw, but they're also delicious in soups or steamed. Peppers, vitamin C, and beta-carotene. Choose firm peppers that sound hollow and are free of wrinkles. As the pepper gets more ripe, not only has a better taste, but it also gets more nutritious as they ripen. You can enjoy them raw, roasted, or stir-fried. Plums, vitamins A and C, and fiber. Look for smooth-skinned plums without discoloration. Eat them while they are at their ripest, because not only will they be as sweet, sweeter than not being as ripe, but they'll also be at their max for antioxidants. Did you know that? Ripe with a plum, the maximum the antioxidants. Radishes, health benefits of radishes, fiber, vitamin C and K, cancer prevention, and folate and B vitamins, manganese, potassium, iron, magnesium, calcium, copper, zinc, sodium. Choose radishes with medium-sized, firm, crisp roots. And they're delicious sliced into salads and eaten raw. They have a punch to it, peppery heat. So, you know, if you can't handle too much, you know, not too much, but try them. They're wonderful for you. Health benefits of raspberries. Cancer-fighting fiber, potassium, calcium, lutein, folate. Choose fully ripe raspberries. Those that are slightly soft, plump, and deep in color. Avoid overripe raspberries that are very soft and mushy. And by the way, they go moldy quickly. So you should eat them the day you get them or the day after, you know, so don't keep them too long. Rhubarb, calcium, lutein, good for your eyes and your skin, antioxidants, vitamin K. Firm stalks that are crisp and not limp. You want to find the rhubarb stalks sold at farmers markets and in grocery stores, usually in 2-pound bunches, right? Spinach, B vitamins, vitamin C and E, omega-3 fatty acids, and beta-carotene. What to look for? Dark green leaves that are not bruised, wilted, or slimy. Get more leafy greens into you by adding a couple of handfuls of organic spinach to your morning smoothie. Wonderful, and you'll hardly taste it if you're having a chocolate smoothie. Strawberries, potassium, iron, calcium, vitamin C, flavonoids, antioxidants, fiber, folate. Choose organic red berries. Once again, freeze strawberries to have on hand for smoothies. I do that. Wonderful. Ready to go. Summer squash, yellow, and zucchini, by the way. Vitamins A, C, folate, fiber, magnesium, and potassium. What to look for? Choose zucchini or yellow squash that are less than 8 inches long and firm with bright skin. Organic, of course, is very important for yellow squash. And enjoy summer squashes grilled, steamed, roasted, or raw. Tomatoes coming down. Cancer Fighter and Lycopene. Choose deeply colored tomatoes that are firm and free of wrinkles. Smell sweet. It can be eaten raw, roasted, grilled, or sauteed. And the last but certainly not least, watermelon. Wow, the health benefits of watermelon. List is not long, but boy, oh boy, do they go a long way. They're loaded in potassium and vitamin C. Choose a blemish-free specimen with a creamy yellow underside. This is the side that it was growing on. The melon should feel heavy. Remember, it's about 90% water. Cut leftover watermelon into chunks, removing seeds and rind. Place in a blender and blend to a pureed and smooth. Freeze the juice in ice cube trays and add to lemonade for a refreshing and colorful drink. And there you have it, folks. Your guide to 25 freshest foods in July. Now moving on to Wednesday's word that comes to us from Billy Graham's Daily Devotion. Words to count on, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Zechariah 4, verse 6. After the crucifixion, the beleaguered disciples despaired and said, "We had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel." There was anguish, despair, and tragedy in their midst. Life had lost its meaning and purpose, but when the resurrection became apparent, life took on a new meaning. It had purpose and reason. David Livingstone once addressed a group of students at Glasgow University. When he rose to speak, he bore on his body the marks of his African struggles. Several illnesses on nearly 30 occasions had left him gaunt and haggard, his left arm crushed by a lion, hung limp by his side. After describing his trials and tribulations, he said, "Would you like to have me tell you what supported me through all the years of exile among people whose language I could not understand and whose attitude toward me was always uncertain and often hostile? It was this: Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. On these words, I staked everything, and they never failed." And that's Wednesday's word. So God bless you on this wonderful Wednesday. I hope that you take something out of today's show, whether it be watermelon or tomatoes or rhubarb or arugula. Indeed, take your fruits and vegetables in this July month and eat them at their freshest, eat them when they're organic, and enjoy the benefits that God has created for us to enjoy in the food He created. God bless you. Until next time, I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. Until next week, bless you and bye-bye.